presenting the distinguished international news commentator and foreign correspondent, Raymond Graham Swing. This is another of his programs known as World Events, on which Mr. Swing gives his interpretation of international affairs. Raymond Graham Swing.
Good evening. This has been an extraordinary week in world affairs. It has given us two trials, the Niemöller trial in Berlin and the trial of the old Bolsheviks in Russia. And the two of them together really sum up the spiritual half of the anguish and strife of this unfolding century. I suppose every century has to answer the same question. What shall become of man's freedom, and what shall become of man's material life? But the questions seem harder to answer today than in the past. And these trials are really epic dramatizations of the problem of freedom as it stands in part of Europe today. They are dramas of tragedy. They don't give the answer. They don't tell what ought to be done. They tell us what forces are at work, and that what is being done is tragic. Pastor Niemöller this week received a 7-month sentence for defying the Nazi state, and as he has been in prison since August, he is entitled to his liberty. After the sentence of the court, he was, however, taken back to prison, I suppose to put off the day of celebrations over his release. The whole struggle between the church and the state in Germany comes to a focus in the person of this man, Niemöller. To begin with, it isn't simply a struggle of the state to get the church, Protestant and Catholic, out of politics. If it had been, I think there would have been much sympathy for the state. That would have been a conflict like the one over the separation of church and state in France a generation ago. And people in this country, I think, would have felt that the church had better confine itself to spiritual life and leave...